The good news of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus prayed for his disciples, and then he said, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved the Father. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of Jesus Christ. May the Spirit of wisdom, of truth, and of love guide us in our meditations. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We are bombarded, you and I, every day with messages, subtle and not so subtle, about who Jesus is, about who God is, what God wants from us, what God wants for us. All of this can be confusing, especially when preachers quote their interpretations of what Jesus says and means and makes it the gospel. These are things that I have heard and from preachers who imply them, but I know deeply that Jesus never said. See if you've heard these kind of messages. Jesus never said, by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have correct theology. No? Okay. Blessed are you who give money to a church or a minister, for if you do, God will bless you with financial wealth. No one's ever heard these things? No. Huh. Jesus never said, there is among you neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male or female, that is superior to a white male. Wow. Jesus never said, obey your spiritual leaders, for they are keeping watch over your souls. Unless you disagree with them, then you can walk out on the sermon. Jesus never said, you've heard it said, love your neighbor. However, this only applies to the people who attend the same church as you do. I've never heard Jesus say or never read a place where Jesus said, let every person be subject to the governing authorities if they are American authorities. For America is a nation for Christians only. Well, maybe I'm just listening to the wrong news. Any of these false teachings are easy to find in many different places. The prosperity gospel, we've all heard of that, preaches that God wants you to give so that you can receive. The gospel of Christian nationalism preaches that God only loves Christians who live in the United States. The exclusionary gospel claims that God has set entitled white heterosexual males at the top of the pile, and everyone else is to be subservient to them. What is it Jesus really said? What is it that God wants for us? This last Thursday was Ascension Thursday. It's that day on the church's calendar that we recall that after his resurrection, Jesus was taken up into the arms of God, was taken into heaven. But this morning, we kind of take a step back and we hear Jesus giving his last words to the disciples and to us before he died. The words he gives today, he wants us to remember. The teachings he wants us to live by, to remind us the purpose for which he came. As he's saying goodbye, Jesus prays to God, I ask that all people, all disciples, will be one, as God the Creator and Jesus the Christ are one. Jesus is summing up his entire life, his entire preaching, with this one important word. One. He's passing on to them and to us the desire of God, the dream of God, the plan of God for us is that we will all be one. Not divided, not segregated, not isolated, but one. This doesn't mean giving up our uniqueness, our identity, but one. One who serves all. One who can feed the hungry, care for the poor, raise a voice against injustice, and who can welcome the marginalized. I have to give fair warning here as I go forward that I'm going to mention some trigger words here. I assure you, though, that these terms are not political in nature. Those who follow Jesus will discover that God is the source of diversity in the universe. We read in the scriptures how God created the world in all its diversity, a variety of creatures, of trees, of dreams, and of people. What makes us different is the stuff of God's love. When we are true to ourselves, we are honoring our diversity, God's gift to us. And then, of course, when we appreciate that, we can't but help to honor what is unique in others. This diversity is revealed so clearly in the Trinity of God. Consider the Trinity, unique, beloved, blessed, and in loving relationship. That's the diversity of God. That's what God has in mind for us. In our Book of Common Prayer, page 840, if you want to make a note, O God who created all peoples in your image, we thank you for the wonderful diversity of races and cultures in this world. Where Trinity reveals diversity, the incarnation reveals inclusion. God has taken us into God's self, and we have God in us. Saints or sinners, we are all included in God life. All are welcome in the bosom of God. And all have a mission to lift up those who are bowed down. Consider, whenever we gather, we pray, Our Father. That's not an exclusionary clause. It means all of us, all humanity, calls out to God. Since God's desire is that we become one, that dream starts with ensuring that all people are treated with equity, treated rightly, equally, and fairly. In other words, we are equally loved and share equally in God's love. How can we but treat each other fairly? Providing each other with fair opportunities to thrive and flourish. As we pray, God, give us this day our daily bread. Us, all of us. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is not a plot to take over the world. DEI is the revelation of who God is. DEI reveals who Christians are at our core. DEI is not a threat to our democracy. It is a calling from God to be more like God with each other. I can still remember some of my Latin training. DEI, in Latin, that's the word for God. Dei, God belonging to us, us belonging to God, being in all things. What God wants for us, what God wants for all people, is brought together in the promises that we make every time someone is baptized into the church. In our baptismal covenant, Book of Common Prayer, page 305, we pray to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves, to strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being. Jesus' prayer reminds us that being one is both our true nature and our divine calling. You know, DEI is not political, but it is DNA.